In 2013, on a sunlit beach in Goa, Mahesh Dharam's young son excitedly pointed at a colorful lollipop. The market glowed with sugary temptations, but the ingredients hid a darker truth: artificial preservatives and gelatin. This simple moment, a father's desire to choose health over hype, sparked an idea that would soon travel far beyond that shoreline. Back in Chennai, Mahesh, together with his wife Anusha, turned their kitchen into a candy lab. With just 2 lakh rupees in savings and a loyal cook by their side, the duo dove into experiments. Mahesh himself donned the role of delivery driver, carrying their first batches of marshmallows, gummies, and lollipops to eager customers. Fast forward to 2019, Candy Factory was formally incorporated. Since then, it's earned 4 crore rupees in angel funding, FSSC 22000 certification, US FDA approval, and even nods from kosher and halal boards. Their candy isn't just sweet, it's healthy, vegan, gelatin-free, thanks to soy protein and seaweed gelling agents, and colored with beetroot, spinach, turmeric, and flower extracts. Under inspiring brand names, Marshmelts, O'Reilly's, Toon Pops, Candy Canes, Villain or Chocomallows, Candy Factory now offers 150 plus SKUs. From seaweed-set marshmallows in exotic flavors like rasmalai and gulkand, to jujubes tasting of raw mango, tamarind, jackfruit, and even candy canes in blueberry or strawberry twists, each treat is a nod to purity and nostalgia. Their USP? Ethical manufacturing, 95% women-run staff, water-saving atmospheric extraction, and artisan-crafted sweets using Victorian-era techniques. Today, Candy Factory reaches more than 1,000 retail stores across India, plus digital shelves on Amazon, Zepto, and Big Basket, with major traction in Mumbai, Pune, Bengaluru, and Hyderabad. A highlight came this year, being one of the tiniest Indian brands handpicked by Walmart at its growth summit, a milestone that may begin delivering revenue by late 2025. From that Goa beach moment to national and global acclaim, Candy Factory's story proves that passion, purpose, and plant-based goodness can redefine an entire industry. With dreams of 100 crore rupees revenue in 5 years and their first shop-in-shop experiential center opening this September in Chennai's ECR, this candy tale is still unfolding, and the sweetest chapters are yet to come. Written by Yashi Bhatia.